All right, good afternoon, everybody. Many of you sleep-deprived, weary from last night. I don't drink caffeine anymore, so I need to just get by on being fueled by natural frustration and dismay over what happened last night, Malzi. I know you're probably mainlining cold brews today. Donnie had the biggest iced coffee I've ever seen him drink, with four sugars in it today. He was extra charged.
He's allowed. He's lost all that weight. He's kept it off.
He treated himself.
He can afford to have a little bit of sugar.
The Steelers did not treat us to a good game last night. They lose 20-17. We'll open the phones here at 412-928-9370. My take on it is the formula's broken and the Tomlin way is exposed. He has built the team in his likeness, and the way he wants to win is by playing defense and running the ball. And I don't want to hear, and maybe we will hear this, but I don't really have a high patience level or tolerance for, well, the defense played bend, don't break, or the defense only allowed 20 points. The idea here, based on the investment you've made in defense and who's coaching it, is to be the best defense in the NFL. So when you have a team come in here and have the ball for as long as the Cowboys did with 445 yards of offense, in Tomlin's entire tenure, That's the fourth most yards they've given up in a home loss. So, and then in the fourth quarter, it's a 95-yard drive and a 70-yard drive, and it's 15 plays and 16 plays. That's not the team he built. He's getting on his offense. We can get into all of it. Yeah, it sucked again. 19 passing yards in the first half. But his whole strategy is, let's win close games with defense and running the ball. And running the ball last night against one of the worst run defenses in the NFL, Chris. Najee Harris, 3 yards per carry. And Shampkin and, what's the other guy's name? Ward looked better when they had the ball in their hands. So this is what he wanted, right? This is what he signed up for. He wanted to squash grapes, apparently, and win every game ugly. And now they've lost two in a row.
My biggest takeaway is that the Steelers have a Mike Tomlin problem, and it's not going to get fixed because the only person who can fix it is Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin, as we saw or heard with the stupid platitudes that I'm very, very beyond sick of, I think just thinks this is life in the NFL. It doesn't have to be. Collinsworth, you know, I think is a very good color commentator, and I think Tirico is probably the best in the business. I love that pairing in the booth.
I agree.
They embarrassed themselves last night saying, this is why they lift all them weights. This is why Mike keeps the pads on. No, you know what you should do against a team that has Micah Parsons down, that has DeMarcus Lawrence down? Whoop their ass. Come out, beat the absolute you-know-what out of them, and make the game a laugher where Collinsworth and Tirico are going to their C, D, and E material by the middle of the fourth quarter.
They had used
there
all that up on the delay.
There is nothing laudable whatsoever about letting a team whose quarterback, by the way, self-destructed them twice on what would have been crucial drives with interceptions. You're winning the turnover battle basically 3-0. I don't count the fumble in the last play. There's nothing laudable about that game being close. There is a through line from everything that sucked about last night, from the defense getting run on by the worst running offense in the NFL coming into the game, from the offense going with a complete, we're giving up because we don't want to risk 3 points at the expense of trying for 7 points on the Shampkin 5-yard run on 3rd and 8. There's a through line that connects those two things to George Pickens being completely out to effing lunch on half the plays that he was actually in the game for.
Yep.
There's a through line that then connects that all the way to the post game where you've got Justin Fields saying, I don't know what this team's identity is, and the head coach saying, well, we are trying to pitch count George Pickens to get the most out of him. The through line, the thing that connects all of this. Oh, by the way, I didn't even mention Beanie Bishop looking like he doesn't know where he's supposed to be on the field. Numerous coverage breakdowns. Your strong safety or your free safety is making $18 million saying, simplify the defense. We just got to go out there and play fast. There's one through line that connects all of it. His name is Mike Tomlin, and I am a defender of his more often than not, at least compared to the average Pittsburgher, but I have seen enough. I am so sick of watching this team lose football games to inferior opponents, and that's really given what Dallas was losing on the defensive side. That's what they were coming into the game. I'm sick of watching them lose the same way and then feel like I'm being gaslit when I turn on the national media. In last night's case, it was the broadcast team, and hear them talking about essentially how lucky I am as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan that this guy coaches my team. I don't feel lucky. I feel like I'm in purgatory and I'm never going to get out as long as a guy that wants to coach like it's 1972 is running the show. Larry Zonka and Jim Kick aren't walking through the door. This sucks. I hate it. And it's the head coach's fault more than anybody else. Oh, you'll get through to George Pickens. We'll shepherd him into adulthood. He looks like a petulant baby out there. Everybody on every opposing defense knows they can get under his skin. They're calling him soft. He basically proved that they were right, jogging through routes. It's a joke. I'm sick of it.
But they have a winning record right now, Chris, so I'm sure
they're the third best team in their division, and if Jameis Winston suits up for the Browns, which won't happen because they're the only dumber team right now in the division and maybe in football, if Jameis was suiting up, they'd be the worst team in the division. Period.
Yeah, I just want to take a step back for a second and just say welcome to the dark side. I appreciate you now coming over to my way of thinking.
It just sucks. I'm sick of watching it, man.
Well,
I'm absolutely sick of it.
I've been trying to tell you this for years, okay? I know you ignored me on the Pickett stuff and for good reason and told me I was an idiot for that. I've been saying these things about the coach for a very long time.
I mean, I've seen them crop up before, but last night just, it's probably that I'm tired, that I could have slept in an hour later, but I didn't realize Lennox had a two-hour delay. I'm pissed off. And I'm just not in the mood to give the guy even an ounce of grace. I think the Pickens thing is actually what's put me over the edge
here. Well, we'll get into a lot
of
that today.
I know.
412-928-9370. I don't want to dissuade our listeners from putting their two cents in on that either. Yeah, they describe the Steelers like they're the little engine that could.
They describe him like he's a miracle worker. Like, if you beat him in his house, my God, you must be Vince Lombardi's clone. Mike McCarthy's been on the hot seat since the day the Cowboys hired
him. And his resume is nearly identical to Tomlin's.
He coached circles around Mike yesterday. Yeah. On the final drive of the game, you've got Deshaun Elliott, who I know got beat for both touchdowns. One, he slips. I don't know what to say there. Like, I can't rip the guy.
I know what to say there. Put a friggin' tarp on the field during an hour and a half rain delay.
Do we even know if they have one? Anyway, my point here is, he's been largely, I think, their steadiest defensive performer all season long. But, like, I'm so mad I don't even know what I was about to say there. Because I had the thought already, and it just completely vacated the premises.
I got it.
On the line of Mike McCarthy out coaching him, you've got Elliott going, yeah, honestly, we were pretty surprised they were running it as much as they did on that final drive. You're getting outfoxed by Mike McCarthy. He just says, oh, they'll probably assume that we'll pass. I'll run it right at them. And they did.
Yeah,
just
Rico Dowdle had the best game of his career, 87 rushing yards. Jalen Tolbert had 87 receiving yards in the game-winning touchdown, and he wasn't even healthy on the play. He might have missed it if not for the timeout. They gave him extra time to heal up and then go out there. And that's the other thing about Tomlin here, is that if this defense is so elite and so great, you shouldn't have to burn two fourth-quarter timeouts to whip it into shape. You should never have to use it for an extra man on the field. That should be, again, miles away. Your offense has issues where there's hiccups because everybody's so young and it's not that good and it's a bunch of rookies and second year and third year players and guys in their early 20s. Fine. This defense, when you spend $140 million, it's coached by this defensive guru. You're wasting a timeout because you can't get the right amount of men on the field. And then you need a timeout. See, this gets me back to why I've said, and people have called me out for this, why I've wanted an offensive head coach and why I've wanted them to move on. There's no way, in my opinion, an offensive head coach, Sean McVay and Andy Reid, uses a timeout there for his defense to take a picture of what the Cowboys came out in and then put their, make a new play or have a new look based off of that. Andy Reid's probably thinking to himself, I'm going to keep this timeout in my back pocket in case they score. So if Mahomes has one or two big plays, I can stop the clock and give my kicker a chance to win the game.
If you have one timeout sitting there at the end when you're down now 20-17, if you have a timeout, you can throw the ball anywhere 25 to 30 yards down the field that you want. Theoretically, you actually complete one of those. Then guess what? You're sitting at around the 50. You have probably what, Pony, at that point? Like 16 seconds or so? 17 seconds?
Sure, you can get another playoff.
You can get another playoff and get your all-world kicker into a point where not only do you have a chance, you feel like you've got a good chance to go to overtime. But that's, again, fourth and one, fourth in the game. Mike wants to make sure his defense is right.